This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And asked me a couple questions about working with people that are ungodly, people that are have filthy mouths, and how that it concerned him that that he would work with somebody that was like that. And I said, that's amazing you mentioned that, because I'm going to speak on that tonight.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I'll be honest with you, you can't get away from it. And if you're going to work a job that's only Christians, and for the most part, I told him, I said, I'd rather work for an unsaved than a Christian. And I won't go into that. But Christian, he'll go to hell if he cheats you. Christian, he really don't give a care. But anyway.
This is a demonstration of
Matthew chapter 10. Let's stand, read the Word of God tonight. I want to talk to you about how to work in the world. And I think this has to do with our theme of missions. And I'm excited about Mission Conference. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a good time. We really are. Don't miss a service. Just come eat it up. I think you'll really, I know you'll love Mike Fisher and his wife Beth. And
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And while I'm gone, and he'll be preaching for me on Wednesday, but you will really enjoy him. He is just, and if you are at camp, you are thrilled by his ministry at camp. Works with youth. He goes into public schools all across America and puts on things. And boy, if I was you people that are working with the youth and want to work with the youth, I would pick his brain. I'd ask everything he had about everything. And he's
this
got
is a demonstration
great,
of Flip for Mac.
He's a wonderful guy. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, the Bible said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." Well, I don't know about you, but I'm reading that. I hope I have a 45 or my M400 or my, you know, my, at least have 30 in my clip, amen. If I'm going to go with wool, I don't like
that. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
"Be therefore wise as serpents." Well, wait a minute. I hate snakes! Me and Walker, buddy, we are pals when it comes to snakes. Amen. We don't like snakes. Right, Walker? That! And then harmless as doves. So he tells us three things here. One, you're going to be your sheep. You're going into the wolves.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
You need to be wise as a serpent. And harmless as a dove. I got a couple doves at my house, and they just come in and eat all my food. They think I got the golden corral back there. Amen. Then look at here, verse 17. "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues."
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
"Then ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake." That's what makes it okay, amen. "But my sake," Jesus is saying, "for the testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak." That's really encouragement. Isn't that encouragement?
This
that's
is encouragement a demonstration that's
good. Verse 20. "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." Thank God we're saved. We've got the Holy Spirit within us. Amen. "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death." That's incredible. How in the world could you do that to your brother? "And the father, the child."
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
"And the children shall rise against their parents." I can understand that. "And cause them to put to death." I can't understand that. So tonight I want you to sit back and enjoy a little ride with me tonight, and we'll see what the Bible train has to say tonight to us. And I hope that it will be a blessing and help, the encouragement.
We are working in a world that is wild, crazy.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Mac. If you were not in the service this morning, you were in junior church, you need to listen to the sermon of this morning. Thank God for Bree. Bree puts that all on our website, and then it's sent out to Minnesota. From Minnesota, it comes back, and they have it on the website. Praise God for that, for Debbie out there. But, sometimes you'll listen to a sermon more than once. And, in fact, you do. I just keep preaching until somebody says,
I've heard that before.
This is a
demonstration.
Then I go to the next
one.
So. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for Full House. It's your fun when the kids are home. God, I pray you bless and help us, Lord. We've got a lot of work to do. Busy week and busy month. Lord, look at a calendar and practically every day something's going on somewhere. So, Lord God, would you comfort our hearts tonight? Help us look at the Word of God and help
this
us, Lord Jesus, to be thrilled to the fact that you'll do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. When Jesus sends us forth, may I remind you that he knows what he's doing? Can I remind you that? When Jesus sends you forth, he knows what he's doing. This is not a question. He knows what he's doing. He knows the best for us. He knows the best for you. You say, but Pastor, I was talking to my brother-in-law yesterday.
This is a demonstration
for some of you, he got the old green Kawasaki running, and he's driving it. He's really excited about that. But I was telling him that something happened. I went for a ride with Harold the other day, and coming home, I stopped by the church because I knew they were putting these things up, and I had to get in the back of my motorcycle, and I picked that bag, and I put my fob, which my motorcycle won't run unless it's 5 feet from it, and I opened it up, and somehow I left that
this
in the back.
This is a demonstration
deal,
of Flip
and I drove home, and when I got home, I noticed that I didn't have a fob on there to keep the motor, it won't start. It just won't. So I thought, I'll come back, and maybe I left it. So I came back, came to the church, went around, didn't say, came back, got halfway over there by Loy School, and there it is in the middle road. Perfect. I jumped out of the car, here came a bus and ran right over it.
This is a demonstration.
And I was telling this to my brother-in-law, and he said, sometimes, when the Bible says all things work together for good, I kind of want to talk to God about that. What good is this? And I said, Mike, I never thought of it that way. And I'm not going to question God, but that sure was a stupid bus driver that pulled right over on it and ran it. But anyway, it's just like he saw it. He really did a good job on it.
This is a demonstration
for
Mac.
That hurt. So when God sends you forth, he knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing with all of us, without question. When things happen in our lives, there's a lot of times, like Mike said, I'd like to talk to him about this verse in the Bible, all things work together for good. I want to talk to him about that. But to me, to be very honest with you,
this is
Job
a demonstration
had the right answer.
Of Flip for Mac.
He charged not God foolishly. He accepted the providence of God. And I think that sometimes as Baptists, we jump away from that word providence. And we're afraid to use it. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of providence in our life. A lot of things happen to us to make me better and strengthen me. And when things happen to me, hopefully I'm wise enough to
this
pass it on to somebody else and say, hey, it's going to be
Mac.
Okay. It's going to be okay. You may not understand it, and it may turn your life upside down, but I want you to know that God knows what he's doing. If you leave this church someday, I want you to take that with you, that God knows what he's doing. I don't want you to question God.
This is a demonstration.
If you do something stupid, don't question God upon it. That's your own stupidity. In fact, Peter talks about that. And James talks about that. But if things happen, you're going like, whoa. Settle down. Hunker down. It's okay. God knows what's going on. He knows your name. He knows where you're at. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. So God knows what's going on in your life. Relax.
This is a demonstration of Flipramac.
Drink your diet, whatever. Just sit back, relax, and say, dear God, I understand this, but I do know one thing. You know. I don't know. You know. It's not about me. It's about Him. It's not to glorify me. It's to glorify Him. So when God said, I want you to know, Jesus said this. He said, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to send you as sheep to wolves.
This is a demonstration of Flipramac.
Chad and Marcia took my wife and I. We went up to some place, Dome Mountain, I think, and I didn't know it, but that night there were wolves on the deck of the cabin that we were sleeping in. That's one of those. Young. I just get goose pimples thinking of that, can't you? I have no problem. I just,
this is a demonstration of flip for men.
Kill them all, let God sort them out, amen. Sorry, Ms. Knob. Look at her. She put her head down and she's reading. When Jesus sends us forth, He knows what He's doing. And by the way, we are to do as He is told. I think that's a good thing. A sheep amidst the wolves. That is, I send you in offensive and harmless into a cold, unfriendly, and cruel world. And
this is a demonstration of Flipramac.
A sheep has no protection. Sheep are innocent. Sheep have no, they're vulnerable. They have no defense. They can't run very fast. They don't have claws to climb up a tree. Nor teeth to bite you.
This is a demonstration of Flipramac.
They're just a animal. And they get bit. They die. If a dog bites a sheep in the back, tears his skin, maggots come in and literally eat the sheep alive. They have no protection. Hey, guess what God called us?
This is a demonstration of Flipramac.
Sheep send in wolves. And they're like smacking their lips. And, come here, little lambie. What big teeth you have, grandmother. But anyway, the Bible says, number two, be wise as a serpent. The world pictures serpents as an emblem of wisdom and cunningness. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, the Egyptian used
demonstration
serpents
of
as wisdom. And if you can read hieroglyphics, I haven't learned how to do that yet. But it's a symbol of wisdom, so I guess I do. I'm able to read hieroglyphics, amen. Probably the thing in which Christ directed His followers. Here is the imminent of the serpent who, in its caution, the biting danger. If you've seen it, a snake, you know, they'll try to get away from you. I'm glad about that, amen.
This is a demonstration of Flipramac.
So said Christ to His disciples, you need a caution and wisdom in the midst of the world that seeks your life. Sometimes you have to sneak away. Paul said, you know, they put him in a basket and he ran away, got out of there, amen. Sometimes we need to do that. If you're going to get beat and you can outrun them, bless God, outrun them. Well, I'm just showing I'm not running. Not me, buddy. I'm a booga to booga.
This is a demonstration
I'm
of Flipramac.
I don't want to. Nobody's going to beat you up, my dears. So, Christ, to His disciples, cautions them and say, hey, you know what? You got to be wise in things that you do. You know, sometimes I meet missionaries that do some really stupid things. In fact, Jerry and I were, Jerry Jackson and I, what a great guy he is. What a great guy. And a great family.
This is
anyway,
a demonstration
he was
of
telling me,
from
he says, he was telling me, he was in Papua New Guinea, and he said that you never use the word friend because in pidgin language over there, friend means your lover. And so here's a missionary who's been there 15 years. And he walks up to this hut And he said, I want to introduce my friends. And Jerry was one of them.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Now, you and I wouldn't catch that, but that's culture. That's stupidity. 15 years, the guy hadn't learned anything. Jerry grew up in Papua New Guinea, and he completely unbelievable the way he can speak. And, you know, but he knew the culture. And here's a guy who's been there 15 years. I think that sometimes that we don't use our heads and get us in trouble.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for
Mac.
He said, be wise, sir. Then he talks about this dove. He directs his disciples to be a dove. Dove is harmless. Dove are beautiful. I like the Olympics when they turn loose those beautiful white doves. That's beautiful. And we call them the symbol of peace. Not that. But the dogs.
This is a demonstration.
And he directs us to be harmless, not to provoke danger, not to do injury, and thus makes their follow men justly enraged against them. Sometimes we can just be stupid. And the Lord says, I want you to be a dove. I want you to be careful. You want fighting all the time. I want you to provoke anger. And doves have always been a striking emblem of innocence. And most men
this
would
is a demonstration
destroy a serpent.
Of Flip for Mac.
I'm one of them. Few are so hard-hearted to kill a dove. So Jesus said, I want you to know that I want you to be sheep going into where the wolves are. And I want you to be smart like a serpent, and I want you to be harmless as a dove. So when Jesus
this is
sends
a demonstration
forth, first
of
all, this is the idea I want you to get when you go in and tell people about Jesus Christ. Secondly, when Jesus sends us forth, we're to be on guard. We're to be careful. We're to watch where we're at. I know Brother James, We got a little jumpy over in Nepal. There's some things that were going on there last year when we were over there. And you need to pray for them. They're heading up there in about 3 weeks.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
The government is shaky. It's got some problems, you know. And you want to be on guard. You don't want to do stupid things. You want to get into places that you can't get out of, amen. If you get hurt, you get jailed. For the most part, you're no good. Or you eat something bad. I try real hard to
this
be very
is a
careful
demonstration
what I eat.
Of Flip for Mac.
I'll tell you what, there have been a couple times that I don't know what I ate, but I knew I ate something bad. And I'm sure that the Ortezes can tell you. Maybe they won't want to tell you. But anyway, there's some times that they're sick. And things that something they got, you know, and you guys have been in the service and been in Africa, and some of you guys know you got to be very careful what you eat, or you get something. Well, you get sick, you're not much work.
This is a
demonstration
of Flip for Mac.
You say, I can pray. Buddy, I'm going to tell you something. I'm laying in bed sick. I ain't praying too much. I go, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Please. Oh, Lord. Amen. So you want to be on guard. And as a Christian, as a missionary, you're careful about going into the world. And you're on guard. Remember my roommate at college at Tilbury.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
In the middle of the semester, he quit school and went to the Army and became a Green Beret. And he went over and did a couple tours. And the last tour, came back from Vietnam, and he stopped in to see me. And, boy, did that skinny runt turned into this chunk of a guy, you know. And so we were sitting there, and he came into my room. We were talking about it, and I asked him, I said, hey, I said, what about this? Now, remember, now, I'm
a demonstration.
I'm 18,
of Flip for
19,
Mac.
And 20, I guess, 20. And I said, hey, I said, what is this about this arm-to-arm combat? And he replied, well, if you're that stupid to get that close to the enemy, he should kill you anyway. And I laughed. He didn't. So, That was supposed to be funny. They would laugh at that. I laughed. He didn't.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 17, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council. So remember the men, remember the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Verse 1, he said, beware of men. That is, be on your guard against men who are like wolves.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
By the way, do not run unnecessary into danger. Don't run into stuff. Don't take off into stuff that you don't know what you're doing. Find somebody to help you. I'm a scuba diver. When I scuba dive in different countries and different places, I never dive without having a native or some that knows about that water. Hawaii looks so beautiful, but they got this tremendous riptide.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Missionary, a pastor down to Barbados, went down to Dominican Republic. Great guy, had family. And he and his buddy thought they'd go out scuba diving, and he drowned. 30-some years old, left four kids, I think, in Hawaii. Don't go into stuff that he said, why? You know what? You're not invincible.
This is a demonstration.
You're a man. You can get hurt. And if you're dead, who's going to take care of your wife? Who's going to take care of your children? Who's going to raise your children? I had an opportunity to parachute. Guy came home from Vietnam. He was a parachute instructor. And I don't know how many jumps he'd made. And one day we were talking. I was working an extra job, and
this is a demonstration.
He said, "Well, I was a parachute instructor." I said, "Really? Yeah, he's in the army." And he told me how many jumps. I was amazed about how many jumps he made. And he said, "You ever jump?" I said, "No, but I'm sure I'd love to." He said, "Would you?" He said, "I'll tell you what. I've got a guy at the airplane. I'll give you four jumps for $25." I said, "Yeah!" So. And remember now, I'm 26 years old, 27. I got.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I come home, and my wife has never once ever stopped me from doing something. And I said, "Baby, do I got a deal tonight?" She said, "What's that?" I says, and I told her guy's name, and I said, "Did you know he was a parachute instructor?" That was probably enough the way to go about it. And she says, "Why?" I said, "Well, $25 to give me four jumps." And she looked at me.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I've never told you no about anything, but we got the three boys. And you jump out of a perfectly good airplane and you kill yourself, I don't think I want to raise these three boys by myself. No, I have not jumped, but I'm waiting for my boys to grow up so I can. Verse 17, beware of men. That is,
this
be
is
on
a demonstration
guard against
the
men who are like wolves. Do not run unnecessary into danger. Use suitable prudence and caution, and do not unnecessarily endanger your life. Because once you're dead, you're dead. And the things that you've learned and the things you've picked up, you just don't teach those to people. You're worth a lot. Be careful. Beware
of the demonstration
of
Flip for Mac. This
is named by the great council of the nation, that what we call the Sanhedrin. But here it seemed to refer to any judicial tribunal in which they were in some, every village had. Every village had a justice of the peace. Every village had a judge, a judicial jurisprudence that would take care of things. I took a look at the book of Acts, and every time that they were getting people saved,
this is a demonstration,
there was either persecution
of Flip for Mac,
or trouble in the church. Persecution outside the church or persecution inside the church. They will scourge you in their synagogue, the Bible says. Scourging was whipping, is often mentioned in the New Testament as part of punishment in the Old Testament law. Moses directed that number of stripes should not exceed 40. But in the midst,
this might be a demonstration of number less
at the discretion of the judge. In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed, lest if he should exceed and beat him above these many stripes, then the brother should be seen vile unto thee. In other words, he said, don't whoop them too much, or the world will say, good night, take it easy on the guy. Even no matter how bad they are. I don't know about you, but my mother-in-law thought that one hit for those kids were too much. But anyway, it was supposed to be funny. It didn't work either. The person who was sentenced in scourging was formally laid down on the ground with blows inflicted upon his back in the presence of the judge. Afterward, the criminal was tied to a low post. Scourging was still practiced in the East, but the blows were commonly inflicted, listen to this, on the soles of the feet. In the Philippines, they take these long, I've got a couple of them, these sticks, and they beat the bottom of their feet. And they beat them so bad, you can't walk.
This is a demonstration of Flipformac.
They'll take them out into the city, right in front of everybody, and beat their feet, or beat the backs of their back here in the hams. Whoop them. I mean, just brutally beat them. It keeps people from stealing. Instrument formerly was used as a rod. Afterwards, they employed thongs and lashes in the rod to make the blows severe, more painful. People weren't
this
getting
is a demonstration
sharp points
of
iron, pieces of lead in the thongs. These were called scorpions. And, of course, in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 1, it talks about the law was expressed, number of stripes not to exceed 40. And the Jews, to secure the great accuracy of counting, used a scourge of 3 lashes, which inflicted 3 stripes at once, with the criminal was struck just how many times?
This is a demonstration of Flipformac.
A little 13, the bad number, or whatever you call it. Paul, say this, Paul the Apostle, 5 times he was beaten. Not fair! God said you're going to be like sheep going to the wolves. You need to be like snakes.
This is a demonstration of Flipformac.
And you'll be harmless as a dove. So when you get beat, what are you supposed to do? Keep your mouth shut. Take it. Because you're really not taking it for yourself. You're taking it for who? Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Romans did not feel themselves bound to the law of the Jews regarding the number of stripes, but inflicted them at pleasure. As long as they just get whooping, amen.
This is a demonstration
of Flipformac. And then the Bible says, when Jesus sends us forth, we do not go to the place that we never dreamed of to go. We will go to places that we never dreamed of to go. When I was called to Heritage Baptist Church, I had no idea what Montana was. I'll be honest with you. Dumb as a cob, buddy. I had no idea. Man, we got here, and after we were here about 3 weeks, I'm glad that I didn't know, because I wouldn't have known
this
how to decipher the will of God and call the wild. Amen. Man, this place is magnificent for hunting and fishing and you name it, anything you want to do in sports, buddy. It is here. And the weather is not as bad as it was in South Dakota and Minnesota and even in Michigan. It's good weather. We've had a pretty rough winter this year, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty seasonable here. And I couldn't believe it, moving here. And you say you want to move? No.
This is a demonstration.
You're offering me a job in Hawaii? Are you out of your mind? I don't want to move from Great Falls, Montana. I love Great Falls, Montana. I don't want to move from here. Why in the world would I move from here? This is perfect. This is paradise. He said, preacher, you don't understand. I've been here 31 years, and I love it. You go out and complain about that snow. I'm looking at forest fires this summer if we don't get that snow. I'm happy for it. It's all right. You get over it. Amen. Just makes me enjoy those real nice warm days.
This is
amen.
A demonstration of
thank God for
Mac.
Thank God for this great place. You go places you never dreamed. Hey, listen to this. Paul, and he shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for the testimony against them and the Gentiles. Verse 18, and he shall be brought. This prediction was completely and abundantly fulfilled in Acts chapter 5, 26, 12, 1 through 4.
This is a demonstration
23,
of 33,
16, 1, and 28 and 30. Peter was brought before Nero. How in the world did that ever happen? God, I'll tell you. You get places that you have no idea God will put you into places. I can't explain all the places God has given me the opportunity to go in just because I just want to do what God wants me to do. And most of them are like,
this is a demonstration of Mac.
Oh, hi, how are you? It's amazing what God can do. And don't ever underestimate what God can do in your life and where God can take you. Just get on the bus, Gus, amen? Enjoy it. Don't say, Lord, I don't go anywhere. I remember in football, I came to Pillsbury, and I don't have told this before, but I want to tell it again because I like to tell it because it's fun to think of it. I came to Pillsbury, and I played football in high school. And I was pretty fast.
This
and
is a demonstration.
I got
there,
and this is what the upper class said. Well, you'll never start. You'll never start. You know, you'll never be in varsity as a freshman. And, buddy, they weren't kidding. All they let me play was on the specialty teams. It was like kamikazes, man. You put the helmet on, run down the end of the field, they kick the ball, and you try to run over somebody. That's all.
This
he
is
said,
a demonstration
I stood
of
right by the coach.
Mac.
And I kept bugging him. I kept pestering him. You want me to go in, coach? No, sit down. I sit down? No, stood right there. And it came. Guy got hurt. And the coach yelled at another guy who was sitting on the bench and talked to another guy. And he said, hey! And he yelled at him. He didn't do it. And I said, I can go in. All right, sure, go in. I went in.
This is a demonstration.
I don't know what it was, but it was good. And the coach said, hey, good. Good game. Good game. And then at the homecoming game, my sister, the only time any of my family ever came and watched me play football in college, my sister and her friend came to watch me play football. And a fullback twisted his ankle, warming up in second half. And he put
this
me
is
in.
A demonstration of flip
I made three
Mac.
Touchdowns. And I forget how many yards I made. And it was just a, guess what? The next game, I see my name on the roster of starters and offense as a fullback. That has helped me many times, the fact that you may not be as good as other people, but if you're close and you're
this is a demonstration
in the toolbox
of flip for Mac.
And God can get a hold of you and use you, He'll use men who may not have the capacity that other men have, but as long as you're there ready to go, He'll use you. He'll use you. Some old man then. Don't think you've got to be some great straight-A student. Don't think you've got to be some great athlete. If you're just there, if you're just there and you just keep, you say, well, I don't play the piano very good.
This
bless
is a
God,
demonstration
you keep at it, you will.
Mac.
I don't play the trumpet very good. Bless God, you will someday. If you just keep at it, keep at it. If you just stay close to it. I used this illustration many times, you know. When you have three boys and you have a toolbox, you don't have any tools in the toolbox. The only thing left in there is a crescent wrench or a, what do you call them things?
This is a demonstration.
Those are the only two things they don't like. There are no end wrenches, no ratchet, just a vice grip and an adjustable wrench. We call them crescent wrench. I hate using vice grips. I hate using crescent wrench because they wreck the nut or the bolt. My coach, my teacher in school, in shop, he said, use the right tool for the right job, boys.
This is a demonstration of Flip for
the right tool. I used to. Now I've got them right there, and I just go to them. But when my boys were growing up, they thought that the toolbox was in the backyard or the garden or in their wagon or their bicycle or whatever, you know. And when I go to get that tool, I used, listen to me now, I used what was available.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I just feel like a vice grip for God. I'm just an adjustable crescent wrench. I see some friends of mine that they're polished, super-tuned tools. But I'll promise you, if you stay right with God and you stay holy and you keep giving God
this is a demonstration
of
Flip for Mac.
I'll do anything you want to. I'll promise you that God will use you. You may not be the best, but you're in the toolbox. I've seen some of them beautiful wrenches go off in immorality and they become rusted and broken. I guarantee you God's not going to use them. God can't use them. But those old boys that stay
this
in there
is a demonstration
and stay with it and
preach
the stuff. There's preachers in Montana that have 30 and 35 people in their church, and they drive a school bus, they work a job, they go here, they go there, and they do everything they can. And I've heard them preach. And they're some of the best preachers I know. I told Brother Rolf that. We were talking about Intermountain Baptist Fellowship. Guys don't have big churches. They're not taking care of very well of their church.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
But I'll tell you what, one of these days, when they get to heaven, they're going to walk to the head of the line. God's going to say to those hot shot preachers, you just stay there. I'll get to you later. I want to talk to you about a few things. Now, you old farm boy that grew up, you come with me. God wants us, when we work, to be faithful. He wants us to live holy in an unholy world. He wants us to
this is a
demonstration
of Flip for Mac.
He wants us to be careful about certain positions that we would put ourselves in. God wants us to be very careful how we walk. God wants you to be very careful, ladies, if you're husband is going to be a pastor. God wants you to be very careful about your deportment and your dress and how you act. God's looking for that. Yes, He is. This is not big. This is not, you know.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Neutrons and rayons and all the other stuff. This is not great things you have to think about. It's just being a plotter. And just keep pounding. Think of Noah. 120 years. I was watching a TV show the other day, and it's impossible for Noah to build an ark like that. And I went,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Well, I got mad. They were telling how it couldn't be done and how they did this. How many saw that? Well, I'm glad you didn't. It made me mad. They're dumbing down my God and dumbing down my Bible. My Bible said that Noah built an ark and took all the animals two by two and the ones that he sacrificed seven. You can say what you want and do what you want, but bless God, I'm going to take this old book.
This is a demonstration
of
Flip
for
Mac.
I'm going to stay in a toolbox. When Jesus sends us forth, we must trust Him. We must trust Him. But when they deliver up, when they deliver you up, one, take no thought how or what you shall speak, or for it shall be given unto you at the same hour.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Hey, take no thought. Don't be anxious. God will inspire them and inspire you too. And this is a full promise that they should be inspired. The poor, the ignorant, the obscure fisherman would naturally be nervous about what he is going to say to the great men of the earth.
This is a
Eastern
demonstration
people regarded of kings and raised far above common mortals and approaching divinity. How counseling them the assurance that God would aid them and speak within them. Hey, I'll take care of you. Relax. But what will I say? You haven't been able to say anything yet. Trust God. Trust God. When God sends you forth, we'll be hated.
This is a demonstration of clip for man.
By our own flesh. So Jesus went on, and as not to be astonished, he said, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. That astonishes me. And the father, the child, and the children rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. So God said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be hated.
This is a demonstration of flipping.
You better understand this, but I'm going to say I got something better for you. There's more to come. There's more to come. Do what the Lord wants you to do. He said, I'll provide for you. I'll give you help. But there's sometimes help never comes. Read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Read how that these men and women gave their life and they burned them at the stake and put them on a long pole and put them down the river and
this
brought them back up and said, recant your baptism. They wouldn't do it. They just kept, and they finally drowned them. They cut the three heads off of their babies and then stuck the wife's head into a pig trough where the blood was and drowned his wife, and then they killed him. Not everybody got away.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. Not everybody lived ever after. No. They did live ever after Esther. What more can you do than kill me? What else can you do? Spit on my dead body? The other day we were moving a deceased. He didn't complain how we carried him out. He just laid there.
This is a demonstration of flip.
It's over. Done. No more hurt. No more sorrow. Thank God for heaven. Yet history assures us that it has been done. The ties which bind the brother and sisters and parents and children together are so strong that they scarcely believe the division, the sentiment of religious subject would cause them to forget the tender relationship. If this be so,
this is a demonstration
then how
of flip from that.
Inexpressibly awful must be the cruelty of the human heart by nature against religion. Nothing else but this dreadful opposition to God and the gospel. Satan hates the gospel. He does not play fair. They don't care. They just want to rid you of everything.
This is a demonstration of flip from act.
The torture, the racks, the flames, the violent people violated. Added to the horror of this, they put to death and persecution where torment was the most awful mode of human ingenuity could have devised. They were crucified, thrown into boiling oil, burnt at the stake.
This is a demonstration of flip from
that. Roasted slowly over coals. Were compelled to drink melted lead. They're thrown in pieces, torn in pieces by beasts of prey. Covered with pitch. Strapped to poles. Set on fire to burn, to light the gardens of
this
Nero.
This is a demonstration of flip for Mac.
Yet dreadful as this prediction was, it was fulfilled and it is fulfilled and will be fulfilled. My friend, John Nelms, tells about what's going on over in Syria, in Lebanon, Iraq, Iran.
This is a demonstration of Flip the Mac.
What the Muslims are doing to the Christians. He sat and talked to a bunch of men. You women, we would not want you to be there when they're telling what they were doing to these men. Yet, these crazy preachers, after all this is done to them, they go
this
right back.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And preach the gospel. Get thrown in prison again. Dig a hole, put them in, and all their head is sticking out. And put ants. And all other. Urinate on them and defecate on them. Boy, we got a tough time, don't we? Well, I'm suffering for Jesus. I'm not out of church yet. It's 7:08.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's incredible. Can you imagine a parent would be wicked enough to deliver their children to death? Such is the opposition of the heart, man of the gospel. Hostility, which will overcome the strong ties of natural affections, which will be satisfied with nothing else and show his power, can be no slight opposition to the gospel of Christ.
This is a demonstration of Flip
for Mac. We are all in a battle, are we not? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves are servants for Jesus' sake.
This
for God,
is a demonstration
who commended the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not in us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
This is
that
a demonstration
the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 4:12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, insomuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall
this
be revealed,
a demonstration of Flip
we may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
How do you close a sermon like this? You know, how do you? What do you say? You know, you just we have it so good. Or do we? Maybe it wouldn't hurt some of us if we went through some torture and torment. It may clean up a church. When the Iron Curtain was broken,
this is a demonstration of flip
and a vast amount of missionaries went into Russia and in Germany. This is what the Russians said. Tell those missionaries to stay out. They're corrupting our church and bringing people in our church that aren't not true Christians. Stay out. That's sad. That's a sad commentary, isn't it? Stay out. We don't
this
want
is
you
a demonstration
here.
Of flip flop.
Now you're bringing in junk. You're bringing in your rock and roll music into our church. You're bringing in all kinds of different kind of perversions in the local church. You're bringing in immorality in our local church. God have mercy. And we, quote-unquote, Americans, think we're just the greatest? Give me a break. Come on over with me. I wish you could go with me over to see some of these churches that James and Sherry have got started over there.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
They're doing quite well. I was looking at a picture the other day of he was my interpreter. Kumar?
Huh?
Kumar. And I reveled at the fact, here's a farm boy who came from the north, came down in there.
This is a demonstration of
spiritual things. He's right there. His biblical level is right there. No different than me. Credible young man. But the torment and the things that have gone on in this country is amazing. These people in the Philippines. It's just amazing thing what God does is doing over there. And we sit so happy that we can shuck in $10 and we think that
this
somebody
is a
will
demonstration
ring the bell and run around the church and glory hallelujah and get excited about the, how much money you gave in the church and do nothing. Yes, I'm trying to raise your heart tonight and say, you know what, there's more that you can do than what you're doing. How'd you like to say, hey, James, I want to pay for one of them students for 2 years? That would be about
this is a demonstration
about.
Of Flip for Mac.
I'll take one of your students, and I'll pay for 2 years of college. So this guy goes to college 2 years. All of a sudden, he takes off and goes out and starts a church. Guess who has invested in him? And guess who God says, hey, you'll receive, if you even give a cold water, you'll receive the prophet's benefit. Hey, we
this
have this
is a demonstration
opportunity
of
to, what is it, 20, how much, Chad, 25? $2,500? Here's an opportunity, $2,500 to build a house in the Philippines. And be able to see some great things going on. But most of us are more concerned about how much ammo is costing right now and how much our gas is costing. And here we could...
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I want to help you. By the way, James, you pick me a preacher boy, and I'll pay for 2 years of his college. I'll give you $2,400. I'll give you $100 a month. Just as long as you send it right to him. Can you do that for me? And if he doesn't graduate, I'll go over and take my money back. That's called faith, by the way.
This is a demonstration of flip for
Mac. Just, sometimes we just got to step out of the comfort zone and say, you know what? We ought to do something like that. I want to help Wanzers. What Mike has told me, and you're going to see, you're going to get so flipped out about it. You're going to say, wow! Wouldn't that be great if you took some little orphan children and you could say,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It costs you about, to go to the Philippines, probably about $1,100 right now, $1,200 to get on an airplane, fly over and back. You want to go see that house that you built. I wouldn't bet be dandy. Or, say, I'm not going to give a good trip. Just send me the pictures. I'll just buy another house. That'd be a dandy idea. Please get caught up.
This is a demonstration
in your divine responsibility, and that is missions. You have no right to walk out of here without having a desire for missions. Or I've wasted my whole month preaching to you on that. What is your divine responsibility? As long as you got breath to breathe, your job is to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. That's your job. Father, I pray tonight that we would realize that
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And Lord God, this is where you're going to send us. And when you sent us forth, you said, hey, I just want you to know, this is not for the faint-hearted. This is not for the chicken. This is not for the sissy. When I send you forth, I'm going to send you forth as sheep into the wolves. And I want you to be wise.
This is a demonstration.
And I want you to be careful
for Mac.
And I want you to be doing stupid stuff. God, help me to be more like you want me to be. May I catch the fire in my heart that I would be part of the divine responsibility that you have given me to be a soul winner.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And Lord, may it not only catch with me, but catch with this whole vast people in this auditorium tonight, in our church, that they would say, I want to do something about this. My family is going to do something about this. There's going to be a change. God, I pray tonight that you'd call our people from our church, walk down these aisles and say,
this is a demonstration of
God in my
help.
I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to take some of these things and I'm going to use them so I'd be more like you. I'm tired of playing. I'm tired of sitting on the sideline. I want to get in the toolbox. I want to be
this is a demonstration.
Kid that
look for Mac.
Kept bugging the coach and finally said, okay, go in. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, eyes open, play the piano. Hey, how about it? Aren't you tired just sitting there? Eyes open. Altar's open. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Hey, wake up, Christian. What can I do? What's the thing I can do? I'm old. I can't go. Well, what can you do? Dear God, I'm going to give you 1 hour a day to pray for my missionaries. We only have 8 missionaries at Heritage Baptist Church. I think they could
this
take
is a demonstration.
A few minutes,
flip
7 minutes of your time of prayer, each one of them. How about it? Do something. Hey, you're old enough. You can stand up if you want. You can walk down this aisle if you want. I don't know about you. I want to play. I don't want to sit on the sideline. I don't want to just sit by. I want to do something for God.
Aren't
you tired of just sitting? Aren't you tired of watching everybody else go, do? Come back with a story? Chad got up today and he said, had over 400 saved. Just this year already. Well, I don't know about you, but man, that's exciting. We got people, bus workers in our church, that got winning people to Jesus Christ week after week after week. You said, but they're just bus kids, yeah. Yeah.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't know about you, but about time you list. You said, but preacher, I just don't know. Why don't you walk forward and say, dear God, I don't know what to do. You show me. I'll guarantee you, he'll show you. Or I'll give you your money back. He'll show you. But he said, I don't want to do any of that stuff, man. That's just crazy stuff. Preacher, you just get excited.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I tell you how excited it is when the coach says, okay, sure, get in there and play. That's pretty exciting. Don't waste God's time. Don't waste God's money. Well, if I could just add this.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Has nothing, and he wants to go to college so that he can become a preacher. Wow. That's what you can do. You say, but preacher, I can't afford $100 a month. Well, give $25. Maybe three other people say, well, I won't give $25. You say, but Roger wants to build his house. $2,500. I don't have $2,500.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Cooperatively, I think that we could get $2,500 right tonight. And build a house for him? My goodness. What you doing for God? I just want to ask you that. Would you just right now say, don't look at me, look down and say, what am I doing for Jesus Christ? The one who died on the cross, one who left heaven's glory, came down here for 33 years, blood, sweat, tears, died on the cross. What you doing for him? I'm going to heaven, happy, happy, happy. Well, praise God, but how are you going to get to heaven? Well, because Jesus died on the cross.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
So I guess that means there is a responsibility. There is a duty. There's a payback. How'd you get saved? Well, some preacher came from... Well, what if he never came? What if that preacher never talked to your daddy and mama? What if that preacher never talked to your grandma and grandpa? You'd be lost.
This
to your
is a
sin.
Demonstration
a
of Flip for Mac.
Oh, where else? It's only by the grace of God you got saved. What you going to do for him? Father in heaven, we ask you tonight that you would speak to our hearts, and I think you have. I think some are just not sure what to do about it.
This is a demonstration.
Lord, would you open their eyes and show them what to do? Lord, I don't want to go into this mission conference with a bunch of people that are not ready to have a mission conference. I don't want to go to a mission conference where everybody leaves their billfold home, leaves their checkbook home because they're afraid that just maybe the Spirit of God may move in their heart to give something that isn't even theirs in the first place.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
All God has to do and say, son, you're sick. And that's it. And you never work another day in your life. You ought to be busy doing what you can right now and proving to him that you're faithful in those things so that God can trust you to do more.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
God, would you go with us to our separate homes tonight? Lord, bless the time we're going to be over building number 2. Lord, help us to be mindful of the things that were said tonight, that we'd be encouragement, that we'd be a people that are committed to serve you in any capacity that you give us. And all God's people said, amen. You're dismissed.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.